as we continue our track work talks and find out some of the key gallops from Caulfield this morning with Rob Nicholson. How was the morning, Rob?
Well, it was very busy, Nadia. Plenty of good horses having gallops on the course proper, and with the boys from RSN out here this morning, it was, and a breakfast, there was not much room to spare.
Oh, exactly, I can understand. Let's talk about a few highlights this morning, starting off with one who's heading up north in Hootson.
Yes, Toby Edmonds bought the horse out at the tick of 4 o'clock and went around on the course proper, the reverse way, had special permission, went over 600 metres and was a really short, sharp dash of 35.9, really strong the last 400 metres coming home in just over 23, so I'd expect Hootson to be very competitive up there in the Everest. Toby was getting the horse first on the track and first off it, and he headed back up to New South Wales, and the horse will be following shortly after, probably on a float now, Nadia. So no rest. They gave it a quick, short, sharp gallop, and it was very impressive in the way it got around the track this morning.
Let's talk about some key horses for Mick Price. Who are the highlights for his stable we should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, Oregon's Day was very, very impressive working on her own this morning on the course proper. Went 1,000 metres in a minute 3.19. Came home the last 400 metres in 23.52 and worked very strongly. Missed last week in preparation for the weekend Hustler Stakes, and I'd expect the horse to run very, very well. He's in great form. Duke of Brunswick and Mighty Like will also run in the race. They worked, Duke of Brunswick worked 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass in Evans and just cruised home the last 400 in 26 seconds, while Mighty Like worked down at Mick's beach property and is going very nicely, and all reports are that the horse is well. Mighty Boss and Holy Snow worked together on the course proper over 1,200 metres. They ran a very strong last 800 metres to run home in 50.96. Their last 400 in a very sharp 23.22. Holy Snow does get the run, and as you just said, Mighty Boss is the emergency for the Guineas, but were very impressive in their gallop. She So High was very good, over 1,200 metres, preparing for the 1,000 Guineas. She worked 1,200, the last 800 in 52.78, and came home in pretty good order the last 400 in 24.78, under control, and worked within itself the last 400 metres. He's got the old stage of Lankan Rupee going around in the Scalacci. Craig Newitt's going to either jump on the plane or the boat, depending on which one. Mick's not sure, but the old boy went around 800 metres in 53.24, really cruised home the last 400 in 24.38 after a good jump out last week, and he'll contest the Scalacci, hoping for a good run. While he's got three chances in the Norsewood Plume Stakes, Run Gypsy Run, who's resuming after a good jump out last week. It worked 1,000 metres in evens and quickened up the last 400 to run home in 23.61. Padrina's also going to go around. It worked 1,000 with McTeer. Their last 800 in 51.88, home in 23.94. And Princess of Queens, who's been running very, very well, worked 800 metres with King's Authority in evens and quickened up from the 600-metre mark to run home their last 400 in probably the quickest of the morning in 22.47 this morning, Nat. So was very impressive time, and Princess of Queens looks in very good order and should run well on the weekend.
Who should be back from Aaron Purcell's stable?
I think that you can certainly go very well with a horse called Nantali. Won on debut last start and worked impressively this morning over 800 metres on the course proper, contesting the Thoroughbred Club Stakes. Came home at last 400 in 23 in really sharp work, and I'd expect it to go very well. I also think Aloisa will be very hard to hold out from a place. It worked very strongly on the course proper. Its last 800 in 51.44, the last 400 in 23.68, which was nice and sharp, and hit the line very strongly. Aside from them, Diamond Baroness will probably run Sunday, and Villamont, they didn't get a gain gain a start in the Guineas, but worked quite nicely and will probably look for another race. He's also going to run Jukebox next Wednesday in the Blue Sapphire. It worked, had a jump out at Cranbourne yesterday, trial yesterday. Was very, very impressive over the 800 metres, running a tick over 46. So Jukebox is flying and would be very hard to hold out. While Merchant Navy was nominated for both the Guineas and the Blue Sapphire, will go towards Coolmore later in the spring as his next target.
And what about Robert Smerton's horses?
Divine Messenger had a nice short, sharp gallop over 600 metres on the course proper. Worked comfortably the 600 in 39.52, quick in the last 400 to run home in 24.49. Should run well, looks in good order. Well, the answer, my friend, will likely go around in the Toorak. Had a real mishap yesterday. Went to the trials at Cranbourne and one of Robbie Lang's horses just veered left about 20 metres after the start and put the horse through the running rail. So, thankfully, the plastic rails just collapsed and the horse was fine. So, had a gallop on the course proper this morning, unscathed, and went 50.6 for 800, home in 23.95. And Super Hard will probably go to the Blue Sapphire next week after a comfortable trial behind Jukebox at Cranbourne yesterday.
Okay, there's some horses to follow there. Stuart Webb's?
Stuart Webb had great esteem go on the course proper early this morning and went around in a minute 23.47 for the 1200. Came home quite nicely in 23.8. Has finished second in the Toorak handicap before, and I'd expect the horse to run very well. Certainly fit and going well. He's got Anis Mirabilis nominated for the Herbert Power and the St. Ledger in Sydney. It worked over a mile on the course proper this morning and came home at last 424.1. Legless Verve is contesting the Northwood Plume Stakes and just did some treadmill work, while Crown Witness trialled at Cranbourne yesterday and is likely to head to the Blue Sapphire next week. Certainly looking like a cracking race next week at the Blue Sapphire, Nat.
Yeah, no doubting that at all. Andrew Noblett's got Super Cash.
Yeah, worked quite nicely this morning and within itself. Went 1,000 metres in a minute 10 on the course proper. Wasn't asked to do a great deal, keeping plenty in hand for the Scalacci on the weekend, and obviously a horse with plenty of talent. Hit the line quite nicely the last 400 in 24, and you'd expect Supercash to be very competitive, and with a little bit of luck, you'll see him putting his best foot forward on the weekend.
And Chris Waller, he took a couple of horses over there this morning too.
He did. He had Egg Tart and Oh My Sword. They're both contesting the Toorak. They worked together on the course proper this morning over 1,200. Went a minute 18.46, home the last 400 in 23.61. Egg Tart has obviously scratched the other week from Sydney and with the eye complaint, but looks to have taken no ill effect from that. And both Egg Tart and Oh My Sword finished probably within a head of each other. And hit the line quite nicely in what was some pretty solid work this morning, Nadia.
Okay. Also, Single Gaze, who goes around in the Caulfield Stakes, is brilliant last start. I'm sure he's trained on well.
Yeah, was terrific again this morning, Nadia. Went out onto the course proper and worked 1,200 metres in a minute 25.98 and really started to gather momentum from the 600-metre mark and flew home the last 400 for a 2,000-metre horse. Was very sharp work in 23.33 out wide, and Nick Oliver was delighted with its work, and I'd expect Single Gaze to be very competitive in the Group 1 Caulfield Stakes on the weekend.
Okay, what are some of the other key gallops that you saw this morning?
Elise for James Cummings was outstanding. She's a massive individual. She's contesting the 1,000 guineas and has been luckily drawn in gate 2. She worked over 1,200 metres in a minute, 23.77, and she's deceptively quick, Nadia. To the eye, it didn't look like she was going that hard, but she came home the last 400 in 23.87 and was pretty much on the bit throughout the entire straight. Didn't look to be pushed out too hard, and it's a little bit frightening if she really puts the afterburners on the weekend. I think she'll be very difficult to beat, Nadia.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for that, Rob.
No worries.